And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And do you know what, mate? I've been so busy this week, I'm not really in the mood for this.
No? Shall we knock it off?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. The good news is that the bands we've got on this week are very much in the mood for it. There's a bit of an American feel to the show this week, but we're starting off with a band that I had to play something from Japan this week after the horrors that have happened there. We need to promote as much as possible, and what better way to do it than with a band called Skullmania. Fuck you. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Skullmania and Fuck You. I found them at japanfiles.com, which, as I say, talk about it not every other week, but quite a lot. That they've. It's just a brilliant way to get all things alternative from Japan. And at a time when Japan could do, with all the help we could give them, what better time than to have a look there now? What I want to know is, Tony, what is Skullmania's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/skullmania.
It is indeed, and I didn't realise when I was putting the music together this week, but that's the opening bracket, the open parenthesis. Is it parenthesis? When you have parentheses, what's the singular?
Ooh, parenthesis? Parenthesis? Yeah, maybe.
Bracket.
Let's go with that. Let's go with bracket.
Yeah.
that's the opening bracket on a kind of seafaring nonsense type of things we've got. Oh, it doesn't matter. Well done. Anyway, it's Tony One, probably being internet nil, that's the important thing. I've got some additional material for you, my friend.
Okay.
This came through, and is in keeping, this came through from Joey Mutiny, who's our new favourite listener. He says, "Hi Paul and Tony, just wanted to bring this to your attention. We are on a new online compilation that can be downloaded from punk4japan.com. That's the number 4, punk4japan.com. It's £3 for volume one or two, or £6 for both. Now, I don't know whether you noticed that there, Tony, but that means no discount for both of them.
No, not at all. Yeah.
£3 volume one, or £3 volume two, or £6 for both. And the proceeds go to the victims of the tsunami in Japan. Was wondering if you could plug this on the show. It's all been made possible by Dan Impossible and the Independent Creative Movement. He put the whole thing together and worked really hard to make it a reality. If you want any more information, oh my God, if I want any more information, there's a good Lord, there's a we are, blah, 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 very long thing there. If you want any more information, I would just go to punk4japan.com. It was P-U-N-K, the number 4, japan.com. Thanks very much. Enjoy the weekend. Joe Mutley. I will try to, Joe. Joey is, of course, from Bank of the Casket Hecklers that we played the other week, who are local to me, doing their bit to help Japan.
Cool.
Acting locally, thinking globally.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying there. Yeah, oh, yeah. Now, we've also had a word of the week, which has got nothing to do with Japan whatsoever. I think you'll like this. Hello, Chuckles. Nice. Have you had dicknotized as your word of the week yet? This is from Rick Hulse, and he gives me a definition to help. And follows. Her Majesty peered through the crack in the potting shed door. She knew it was wrong, but being an aristocrat, she instinctively knew that wrong doesn't apply to her. Philip would be livid if he caught her watching the head gardener having a furious wank, but she couldn't tear herself away. She was thoroughly dicknotized by the swarthy man's huge cock. One will just watch until he chucks his muck, the Queen thought excitedly. Then one will nip up to one's bedroom for a half-hour diddle with one's rampant swan, open brackets, a Toffs-only plastic shag stick from Harrods, close brackets, while Philip is off lambasting some darkies or poor people. Rick, I've got nothing better, Tony. How about dicknotized for word of the week?
It's good. It's good.
It is good. I think it can be, but you can be male or female and be completely put in a trance by the look of an erect member. In which case you have been dicknotized. Well done, Rick. Nice one. Right, should we get on with song two then?
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what, right? Now, you might think that we don't play famous bands on this show that often, but we are this week. Oh, yeah. The next track up is by a band you might have heard of, Tony, called Bowling for Soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They've been around for years. They are front runners in the pop punk explosion that happened in the early 90s and has kept going. And we've got this from Ariel's Cyber PR, who occasionally come through with bands that suit before, as these being noticed. They're the ones that sent us through Duran Duran, you might remember.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, a band very sensibly make themselves pod safe, want of a better expression, which means that we've been allowed to pick one or three tracks off their latest album for the show. What do I know, Tony? What is Bowling for Soup website?
bowlingforsoup.com.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 2, probably be an internet nil. This is Friends, Chicks, Guitar.
The weekend's finally here, and it's me and my bestest friends. Hit the town, put the week behind us, rocking the same spots again and again. It feels like nothing will ever stop us, no rain or sleet or snow. Tonight there's not a cloud in the sky, Motley Crue outside on the stereo. We're always on a mission to finally get it right. The life of the party comes in bottles, cans and pints. We talk about it, sing about it, sneak it on the planes. And every single week someone says the same thing. This has been a great night, no one got into a fight. Met some girls, saw a band, everything was just as planned. The only thing that we forgot was stocking up by 12 o'clock. We'll never persevere. We got friends, chicks, guitars and no beer. Is this record on? chicks, guitars, and no beer. We had friends, chicks, guitars, and no beer. To a fight, met some girls, saw a band. Everything went just as planned. The only thing that we forgot was stocking up by 12 o'clock. We'll never persevere. We got friends, six guitars, and no beer. We got friends, six guitars, and no beer. We got friends, six guitars, and no beer. We got friends, six guitars, and no beer.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Got a question for you now.
Uh-huh.
Have you got the podcast early comments?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thank you for all your comments, both of them. If you have any comments, and we haven't voted so far this one for us, please do vote for us. We've got at least another 2 weeks, maybe 10 days left of March, so plenty of time.
It's worth voting this week. It's worth and leaving your comments so you can get on next week, isn't it?
Yeah, please do. Yeah. If you leave a comment this week, you probably definitely will get on next week's show. So do that. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if so wish, because I'll read them out. Get voted. And here's the two comments we've had this week. Number one, excellent. Hey, great show. Enjoy the talk and music. Like to hear the local bands and news. For example, Resistance 77 from Mansfield, etc. Keep it up. Love to you both. XX from Caroline J40. Who does ring a bell, that name.
Oh.
I don't think they've voted for a long time. Well, maybe... I don't know.
I just like it when ladies send us messages.
Exactly.
And yes, we will play one more track off the Resistance 77 album that's out now. Absolutely brilliant, by the way. If you haven't already bought it, do.
Japan Files. Goopa Goopa. How about a JapanFiles.com special to celebrate the very potential arrival of Godzilla from the nuked Pacific Ocean? Or the best Teemo, the Grinch? Well, we played some Japan Files, haven't we?
Yeah, but very good idea, Teemo. I don't think I'll manage it next week. Well, I'll have a look, but it might be the week after, but that's an excellent idea. Should have got it sorted out for this week, really, but I'm not that bright. I will have a go of doing a Japan Files special. We might not play everything by them, but we might dedicate half the show to them or something.
Yeah. That's it?
Because, quite frankly, Tone, if we're going to do that, we should really do a Libyan... If you're in a Libyan punk band...
Yeah, true. World Disaster email, Special.
Email PaulieB at punkyradio.com, tighten your email... I'm in a Libyan punk band. We do a disaster special, mate. We do about Kirkby and Ashfield as well.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, then. So, yeah, thank you very much for your votes. Please do vote for us next week. Time for the next track. This is the first one on this week's show from the UK. It's got mainly being from Japan, Bowling from Soup from the States. This is Speed Kings, Substance, Love and Suicide. We'll be right back.
have to walk away.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay. Have they split up, by the way? Have they ended? The Cemetery Surfers?
Oh, I don't know. I can't keep track of every band in the world.
I think they played their last gig. Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you know that?
Facebook.
Right.
Something by Jeff Uglishoes is in the last ever Cemetery Surfers gig.
Right, well, thanks very much for passing the information on before now. I should have done something about it, Tony. Or were you too busy not doing anything?
That's right.
It was in the microwave. That was Speed Kings from their album Speed Kings. Speed Kings are from Derbyshire but support Nottingham Forest. This means I love them forever. What I want to know is, Tony, and even though we don't do it anymore, you will find we have to do it this week a little bit. What is Speed Kings' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Speed Kings?
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/ Speed Kings. Makes it Tony 2, probably an Internet 1. Yeah, what I did this week is I just got the main portal for each band, the main way to find out about them. So even though we're not officially doing MySpace anymore, some of the bands are using MySpace as their main thing. And I don't blame them, because it's a free website, basically, that anyone can look at. So, yeah, so anyway, that's that. Did you do anything last week?
No. Didn't do anything last week. No, unfortunately.
What was that?
That was me moving my chair back. God, these microphones are sensitive.
I had a right laugh last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I was supposed to do a gig in South Wales and then a gig in Bath and then drive home Friday, Saturday. As it ended up, I did a gig in South Wales on the Friday, did a gig in Bath Saturday, then went down to do Bristol to another gig on Saturday. And then I hung around the next day in Bath and did a gig in Bath on Sunday. This meant several things. Thing number one, well, that was already going to happen. I got absolutely leathered on Friday night in Blackwood in South Wales at Mice, man. It was fantastic. It's all discussed in my blog, Paulie B, PoorlyBee.blogspot.com. But I will tell you briefly, at the end of the night, I walked outside and there was a bloke there and he said, "Hey, it's about time you were a man and drank some vodka." I went, "All right, fair enough." Anyway, he pulled me over this bush, right? Dropped down onto his knees and started ferreting about in the bush, right? Mm-hmm. What the fuck's going on here? There's a few people sat around wondering what's about to happen. Anyway, he pulls his hand into this bush and then he pulls out and he holds this bottle up like his Excalibur and goes, "Oh, I've got it. Oh, I've got it, is it?" And then he looked at the bottle and went, "Oh no, wrong bottle." Put this bottle of spirit back in the bush. Ferreted around again, got the bottle he was after, a half bottle of vodka, brought that out, poured it in two glasses and made me drink it. Absolutely fair enough. Great idea. Ended the night for me. His night was already gone. He was banjaxed. But the thing that interested me was just, I just wondered how many people had secreted their illicit booze in that bush. And also, when he brought out the wrong bottle, how polite to not go, "Bonus booze," and have some of that as well, you know. They were a funny lot. On the Saturday, I obviously, because I was staying the extra day and I wasn't equipped for it, I had to go and buy pants, you see.
Okay.
And socks in Asda. And then I went and did an unofficial opening. I'm sorry, this is all about me, isn't it? Then I went to Carefully Castle and did an unofficial opening. To find out about that, maybe you'd have a look at the other blog I'm now doing as of last week called Unofficial Openings. blogspot.com, which has taken off quite ridiculously, and you've seen it, haven't you?
It's very good.
It's all right, isn't it? It's a love. Yeah. So yeah, do check that out as well for all the details about that. I don't want to just go on about me in this bit. Saturday night I did the Eagan Bar. That was absolutely brilliant. Then I went down to Bristol and had an absolute nightmare.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, they'd had to wait for me to get there, so the break had been 45 minutes long. Everyone was in a bad mood anyway. It got worse. You know, there was that big moon.
The golden moon fever.
Oh, they went for full moon fever in Bristol. There were a bunch of animals. I would, before I'd opened my mouth, someone had shouted out, "You're shit, fuck off."
All right.
It was a mare. Anyway, I managed to get away with it. And went upstairs, went back to Bath, had a few drinks. Stayed over. Next day, had an entire day to kill. So went and did another unofficial opening, which you can find about as discussed. That will go up later in the week, that one. Anyway, when I unofficially opened one of the Roman spas the Thermi Spa, the Cross Bath, which has been around best part of 2,000 years. I thought it was about time it was opened again. And it was, unofficially, of course. So, yeah, that was it. That was my week. Oh, yeah, and then Sunday night, great gig in Bath. Absolutely brilliant. Came back Monday. And everything appears to be all right. So I'm expecting things to go wrong this weekend.
Okay.
They do normally. One thing that won't go wrong this weekend is Sean Cameron, the Kings of the Wild Frontier. Do you like that link?
Nice, yeah.
Now, you know how I spent 3.5 years trying to find this CD and then found it under my spare bed?
Yeah.
I had a listen through it again. There's some great songs on here. It's from the album Dear Scarecrow. What I don't know is, Tony, what is Sean Cameron, the Kings of the Wild Frontier's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sean Cammer?
No, MySpace.com/ Kings of the Wild Frontier. Tony 2, Paulie B. The Internet 2. This is Muerte y Diablo. Great band. Find out more about them via the MySpace page as discussed. Now, I was wondering in this section, seeing as there's so many gigs going on at the moment, whether you maybe had one that you'd maybe like to tell us about now.
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide Part 1?
Yeah. So I got an email today from Baz Barrett from Doghouse.
Big Bad Baz.
Yeah. In Carlton Road in Nottingham, who's putting on an all dayer for the Punk for Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the Japanese earthquake appeal and the Red Cross. So shout out today. It's an all dayer. I've not got a start time, but it's all day, so probably about midday ish. At the Doghouse, it's on Carlton Road, Nottingham, in St Enton. bands so far: Criminal X, Septic Psychos, who we've played, Certified, Asbo Peep Show, who we've played, Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy, and plus more. So I think they're still kind of organising it, but that's this Sunday.
It'll be great. Dog House.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hmm. Ah. I might see if I can get down to the second half of that. I don't know yet. Okay. I'm supposed to be unofficially opening Blackpool Tower on Sunday. But if I leave early enough in the afternoon, I might go. This thing's taking on a
mile. I do like it.
It's really funny. Like it. But yeah, I am supposed to be unofficially opening Blackpool Tower on Sunday, but I'll see. I'll see what I can do. Oh, that sounds like a write-off.
Yeah.
So I also have a gig to tell you about the day before, which is at Black Market in Wasop, Warsop, in Nottinghamshire, up the road from you, in fact. And it's the reason that I tell you, because it's bands we've played on the show. It's you may remember we've played Cunt and the Gang, who is headlining, I think. There's also Wonk Unit.
Yeah.
A guy called Paul Carter, who is a kind of one-man acoustic punk sort of comedy deal. He's really good, actually. I've been on shows with him before, and one or two others as well. And I can't remember how much it is to get in, but it isn't very much. So if you fancied a weekend of gigs in Nottinghamshire, I'd go there Saturday and to Punk for Japan on Sunday. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the gigs at the market are free, I think, these days.
I don't know. I think I'm this one's a five or something.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, because there's... Because I think they've got people coming from elsewhere. It's not just local bands. But yeah, it does look very good. I can't get there, unfortunately. I'm in Lancaster. A little bit more of that later on in the show. So that concludes, anyway, Tony's International Gig Guide Part 1. And what better way to continue this show than with the brief? Tony, and looking through Gary Glitter's eyes.
Nice.
Which is a play on looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, of course. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is The Brief's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Briefs
It is. Tony 3, probably being Internet 2. Now, the thing is, as far as I know, The Briefs have split up. I reckon they'll probably reform one day. But at the moment, I think they are unavailable for live work. But they've got quite a few CDs behind them, and they're a really, really brilliant. One of the best punk bands to come out of the West Coast, I think. And what our third American band on this week's show. Crikey. Right, so you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've also got to add a little message from Marv on Twitter asking if I was ready for new beds. So he's obviously got some more instrumentals recorded.
He has been recording.
So I'll be looking forward. He is prolific. So I will be looking forward to getting some of those, Marv. Thanks very much for tweeting me. I am now on Twitter. Oh, God, I'm ubiquitous on the internet. My Twitter account, if you do tweet, I don't do a lot on there, but I do sort of one or two things a day. It tends to be a link to something and a rubbish joke, but it doesn't take long, doesn't take up much of your life, does it? Twitter.com/PaulieB, and that's PaulieBee. Same as the blog. I'm trying to get things together now. That's that. Now then, Tone, have you got any more gigs for us?
I've got a couple.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2? Yeah. So, again, Talk Bar Club, Denmark Street in London. Another week full of great gigs for bargain prices. So, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, 23rd of March, Leadfoot and Dave Studdart. No more information on that one, but how much do you think it is?
Only the two bands on. £5.
Nope, £6.
Oh!
Thursday, 24th of March, Jason McNiff and Ben Folk Thomas and Trent Miller and Imutsi. Full on night there. So how much do you think that one is?
Yeah, but one of them's got folk in his name.
That's true.
So I wouldn't go. So, £0.
Not more. Controversial. No, it's actually £6.
£6. I'm sure it'd be very, very good. It's just not my sort of thing.
Friday, Steffi Peak and the Seeking Seven, Junkyard Choir, and more acts to be confirmed. It's a Chog Town and London Calling presents night, so probably is quality.
It's London Calling, mate. It's £6.
It is £6.
And it's worth every penny.
Yeah. And on Saturday, another London Calling nights. They present Menace.
Well, they're going busy.
No. Charred Heart, 16 Guns, and the Spines. How much in that one is?
Well, I can't alter my London Calling £6 strategy. £6.
You'd be right.
Right.
Sunday, open mic night. Hosted by Vince McCann. They arrive from 7 p.m, music from 8. Guest contact those to sign yourself up a slot. So, open mic night. How much think that is?
40p.
No. Do another guess?
£3.
Yeah, £3. Should have kept the 40 pen.
I should, but just before we go any further, I've got a sport on in the background on mute. And Nottingham Forest Reserves have this evening beaten Sheffield Wednesday Reserves 5-1.
Oh, nice.
Now, our main team, the first team, haven't won a game in 8. Yeah. I think we ought to put the reserves out.
Blimey.
Sorry, just a ad lib, really. I'm guilty of them.
And finally, Tuesday, next Tuesday, 29th of March, we've got Paul Hawkins and the Empty Gestures, and more to be confirmed. So that's probably only the main headline band. How much do you think that one is?
£3.
Nope, £6.
Six on Tuesday. Crikey.
I know.
Some people aren't aware of a cart back, so I'm like...
That's it.
It's an excellent venue, the 12th Bar. I'm only sort of half taking a piss this week. It's a really great place to go and watch bands, and the quality of bands they get on there is terrific. It's a great location. It's a really interesting bar. There's always loads of interesting people there. It's a bar that a lot of people in the London punk scene sort of go and hang out in as well. So you see lots of interesting people down there. And thanks so much to Shan for keeping those things coming.
Yep.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Part two. Well, the thing is, Tony, that after that, after going on about all that punk stuff and all that, and after keeping the Japanese and American theme going a little bit, I thought we might play something else from UK Sub's new album. What do you think?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, work in progress, this album. Absolutely brilliant. And the reason that I say there's a Japanese slant to it, if you'll excuse it, expression, is that Jet, the lead guitarist in UK Subs, is from Japan, and he and his family are all safe and sound, we've heard this week, and I thought, well done to them, pleased for them. obviously concerned about everything that's happened there. Wish the Japanese people all the best. But in the meantime, what's UK Subs website?
UKSubs.co.uk?
No, no one near. It's UKSubsTimeAndMatter.net. It's my Spoiler Be Internet 3, Tony 3. This is Hell Is Other People. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
You know how you did nothing last week?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. I don't think so. No, I'm getting quite bored. I'm starting to try and look for even just a small guitar project or something to do while I sort myself out in terms of band.
Right, what about maybe going to one of the local gigs at the weekend or something, or
could do, couldn't I?
You could, yeah.
That wouldn't make sense. I might show up at the doghouse actually to see Baz and see what's going on there. Yeah.
So this week then, Tony, you're going to be at the doghouse Punk for Japan all day. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Supporting the cause.
Maybe I will. Well, my God, I'm not going if they're on. I haven't got a lot on this week. I've got quite an interesting meeting tomorrow that I'll tell you about next week. If I remember, you know, I don't normally. Friday night, I'm in Bedford at the Corn Exchange. Well, the Harper Suite, but it's part of the Corn Exchange. There's a comedy show there, it's monthly, and I'm comparing it. Saturday night, I'm in Lancaster. I can't remember the name of the venue. There's only one comedy gig in Lancaster on a Saturday night. One comedy gig in Lancaster on a Saturday night. There's only one comedy gig in Lancaster on a Saturday night, and I'm there with Neil McFarlane supporting me. I'm the headliner. Quite exciting.
Okay, cool.
That's it, and then if you're in Blackpool on Sunday afternoon at some point, the likelihood is I may be unofficially opening Blackpool Tower. It's been suggested I open one of the piers as well, but I might just stick to the tower. I don't want to over-open myself.
And you don't over-egg the pudding, do you, really?
I don't want to over-egg me opening pudding, no. Yeah. So, depending on when I get away from there, I may try and make it down to Nottingham, but by the likelihood is I won't get away from Lancaster until it's too late, but I will try. So that's me this week. I've got something more exciting than that, though, for you, Tony.
Okay.
Rattling Bone. Rattling Bone, here's a man. Wiley Bone. You remember Wiley Bone? We played two of their tracks so far. They're the ones I think I described them as Tom Waits in a bad mood.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. They've brought out two singles at the same time, or two tracks for download. One's called Drive and one's called Same Thing. And they're both available at iTunes, and trust me, you want them. What you also want is their new album, which neither of these tracks are on. Now, Wiley Bow got in touch with me last week and said, would you like me to send you the album? I went, yeah, actually, could you send me two copies? Because I think some of our listeners might be interested in entering a competition to win one of them. And he's done just that, Tony.
Oh, nice.
It's competition time. The album is called The Life and Death of Rattling Bone. It's got 10 tracks on it. One of which, actually, we've played Rain on My Footsteps before. And I think, was it the one we played I'm Going Home? I can't remember. But two of the tracks on this album we have played before. A third one we're about to play. For a chance to win, I'd like to know what either of the tracks that are up for download on iTunes are called. Now, I have just told you, so you only have to rewind this podcast a bit to find out. Please do email your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title in your email, Rattling Bone Competition. Sound all right?
Yep.
There we go then. This is the opening track from this album. The album's great, absolutely brilliant. And we'll probably play something off it, something else off it in future weeks. This is Shoot Me Down.
Behind me on a Saturday night, it seems like you can't take a walk without taking a fright. Why take a look discreetly, but I can't see your face. I put my best foot down and start to increase my pace. Underneath the lamp, as I'm starting to run, well, shoot me down, it's a man with a gun. But that bat was boot a gun. A man with a gun. Don't shoot me down, another man with a gun. Don't shoot me down, it's a man with a gun. Underneath the lamp, but as I'm starting to run. Shoot me down, it's a man with a gun.
listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony. That was Rattling Bone and Shoot Me Down. What we'll know is, what is Rattling Bone's MySpace page as the main portal to get through to said Rattling Bone?
MySpace.com/Rattling Bone.
It is. Which makes it Tony 4, Paulie being the Internet 3. I like this new system. It's a bit random.
It's different, yeah.
Now, I was wondering, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you for all your twat nominations. I think this is the last one I've got from the bottom of my twat barrel. So please do email me your twats if you have a twat to nominate. Email me, Tony at...
Actually, Tony, if you were making a really fishy cheese,
yes,
you could call it twat a barrel. Sorry, rabbit.
Fine. Email me, Tony at punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That's simple, really. All twats received with thanks, and I'll reply to all emails. So please do get emailing. Again, that's Tony at punkyradio.com. I do need twat. This week, Insane Star.
Oh, marvellous.
Thank you, Miss Star. She says, hi, Tony. I don't like to think of you being without a twat, so you can have mine. Recently at work...
Oh, yeah, you get it.
Exactly. I tried to book some dates off for holidays. Two different weekends, and one particular day I needed off, but was denied all of them because it was either too short notice, I'd only told them a month beforehand, or there was already three people off. My boss was pretending to be apologetic about it. Yet last week she took a day off as holiday when there was already three people away, and she notified us the day before. So I'd like to nominate Jill from Loftus as a twat for dishing out nice. Stupid rules that she doesn't stick to herself. Well, very much, Lee. Insane Star.
Yeah, this is all right, but I hope this isn't going to put her job in any danger. She's basically said, will you call my boss a twat, please? She hasn't said she's left the job, has she?
Good point.
She might do after this.
She's a loose cannon there.
Go for it.
Okay.
That way she might have to... But no, because that way she might need to find new ways to make money, like selling her used knickers online or something.
Good point. Always thinking.
I'd buy them.
So... Jill from Loftus
is a twat. Oh, Loftus, Loftus.
Yes,
I know exactly where that is. I think Loftus is, I think in fact Loftus is between Saltburn and Whitby.
Drive by twatting.
I don't go that way anymore, my friend.
Oh, well, fair enough.
I've done a drive by twatting. Yeah, I did used to know that area quite well, but I don't know. Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Loftus is an absolute fucking doghole. But anyway, perfectly justified twat there. Should we go on with the last track?
Yeah.
Right, now, here's something a little bit different for you. This is by an artist. I'm saying an artist called Trey Green, who is a comic musician type character and is doing very well in the States. I'd never heard of him before, but he's doing very well in the States, and he's got this song that's sort of gone a bit viral, and we're playing it this week. There's another one that came through from Aerial Cyber PR, actually. Thank you very much for this. They gave us a whole host of songs. I picked this one because it fitted in quite well with the skulls at the start. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So this is the back bracket, and how more suitable a back bracket could it be when you find out what it's called? But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Trey Green's website?
TreyGreen.com?
No, TreyGreenMusic.com, which means it's probably the Internet for Tony Four. A truly honourable draw this week, my friend.
Fair enough.
Enjoy this. This is the Gay Pirate Song.
Ahoy, I'm a pirate, a gay pirate am I, wandering the seven seas. We pillage, we plunder for treasure and men, and for booty that's free of disease. Marooned on an island was a fine castaway. He was bronzed and passed out in the sun. So we lowered the anchor and brought him on board, made him drink grog and blow everyone. And we sing, yo ho, blow the man down, dance on the deck, fresh grog all around, fabulous clothes and jewelry too, and tomorrow we'll come after you, after you. a parrot named Sister and a ship named the Bitch. Don't need wind to lower my boom. We're 22 guns strong and we have cannons too. Not a whale that takes the harpoon. It's hot in the islands and we're swabbing the decks in parades of sequins and lace. It's been an hour in a harbor and it's anchors away towards a good looking man in the place. And we sing yo-ho, blow the man down, dance on the poop deck, fresh cog all around, fabulous clothes and jewelry too, and tomorrow we'll come after you. On the poop deck, then I head down below with an old sock to polish the peg, with a hook for a hand and a patch for an eye and an oversized wooden third leg, aboard a square rigger with a treasure of gold from a village we captured some men. So we broke out the rum and we lowered booms, the wind died, the night came, and then when the Bitch is in irons, we all climb up the mast. I can't wait for my turn. Lift a sail, sail for love, seas are strong and rough, big waves are pounding my stern. And we sing yo ho, blow the man down, dance on the poop deck, fresh grog all around, fabulous clothes and jewelry too, and tomorrow we'll come after you. I'm a pirate, a gay pirate am I, wandering the seven seas.
Oh, hey, in a cabin, down by a canyon.
So that was Trey Green and the Gay Pirate song. I'm not sure exactly how PC that number is, but let's face it, we've fallen down ourselves over the years. Anyway, if you liked it or anything else on the show this week, do let us know by voting at Podcast Alley and let us know what your favourite songs were, and we'll make sure we play more by those artists in the future. Also, make sure that you enter the Rattling Bone competition this week. If you would like the CD described, here it is, eclectic alternative rock and roll with a splash of big band horns and 50s bebop guitar, like something you'd hear in a Quentin Tarantino movie or a David Lynch movie like Lost Highway. I agree with that entirely. I also do stand by the fact it sounds like Tom Waits in a bad mood. Make sure you enter the competition, and don't forget, I want to know, the answer is either drive or same thing. Make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com with one of those answers. Also, if you get the chance, will you please tune in to us, or indeed the online internet station we're on. Sorry, I lost all my words there. Which are, Tony?
We're on Hussy Skunk. We can find it at hussyskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week at different times. And Roach Radio, which you can find through Facebook. Just search for Roach Radio. You'll find us. We're on Friday night, Saturday morning.
Basically, one's a pop punk station and one is a talk station, and somehow they both carry our show. Thank you very much. Right, so we do also want your words of the week, the poetry corners. We want you to, especially with viewers at iTunes. Can you just remind people how to do that, Tony?
Yep, to viewers at iTunes, easy way to do it. If you go to punkyradio.com and on the left is an iTunes link, hit that, it will open up the music store page on iTunes. where you can review us. You'll need to log in to do so, so you'll need an iTunes account, which is free. But when you sort all that out and you review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me or Paul your review and we'll feature on the show.
Yes, we will, and we really do appreciate those, because for some reason they get us more listeners. And for some reason, more listeners means that more people buy the music, and that's what the show's all about. Thank you very much for listening this week. Maybe I'll see one or two of you in Bedford, Lancaster, or indeed Blackpool over the weekend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Budger Guns.